Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of your Brains Coach podcast. My name is Angela Shurina. I'm your host, I'm your Brains Coach, and it is my job here to bring to you all the best, recent, cutting-edge, most effective, and useful brain-body tools so you could take control, take much better control of your brain, of your body, of your thoughts, of your emotions, and most importantly, of your actions so you can build the life that you absolutely love living. Happy Wednesday, everyone, or whatever day of the week it is. Today is a very important episode. Folks, I promised you two book studies, and these are coming up on Friday. And Monday, we're going to be talking about quit, how to pivot and make better decisions so you keep moving your life into the right direction without delays and staying with things that don't work for too long because of sunk cost fallacy and endowment effect and a lot of other cognitive biases we humans have. So that's going to be on Friday. And then we have slow productivity, how to achieve more without overworking and burnout, schedules, better ways of working, managing projects from Cal Newport, the author of Deep Work. So that's all coming. But today, folks, I want to introduce to you a coaching concept that's at the core of owning, learning to own your choices and trajectory in life that you have. Now, let me start with a story to first give you a little bit of a context. I had a workout this morning, as I usually do, and then I saw a friend, and I saw that he was not in the best mood, and I'm like, okay, how are you feeling? And he's like, oh, you know, things are happening at home. My mom is not doing well. And I feel like everything, I lost my focus. I lost my motivation. Everyone is on this downward spiral. And I just don't feel like I have energy or focus or motivation or anything to even work out. And I completely out of it. Just, you know, bad the stretch of days and time. And I stopped him for a moment. I took him to the side and I told him, Simba, so in life, we have this beautiful opportunity to transform each moment, to make things go either what I say on a virtuous cycle, on a virtuous spiral, upward spiral, or allowing it to go downwards on a vicious cycle and spiral. And the beauty of life is, the beauty of human being is, you can, Simba, you can transform this moment to go either direction. When you catch this moment, when all shit happens, you know, that's not going well, this is the moment, a hard moment, a challenging moment, and I'm not feeling or doing well. So stop yourself right then and there. This is the point of choice. This is the point where you have the power to change the direction of where things go. And folks, when you master that, you'll become a captain of your ship, of your fate, and you're never gonna have to worry about having falling off the wagon or go things not working for you or losing track and speed and momentum. Guys, listen carefully. When you master this moment, you'll never have even a bad day. Now, shit will happen to all of us, to you, to me, to everyone. As long as you're alive, the problem is going to be there. It's like, you know, this, I was listening to Ray Dalio, a very famous investor, thinker, the author of Principles, the book. So he was talking about the same concept. So let me continue the story. Simba, I told him, you have the opportunity to make your life now go up into the virtuous cycle or allow it to go down into a vicious cycle. At this point, take an action that will help you to feel better and to see more options, to be more creative, to get motivated, to get the energy, the strength, the confidence that you can change things, that things will go better, and that you are the one who can make them go better faster. And the choices you can make, there are many choices that will move you towards upward virtuous cycle versus vicious cycle, allowing things to just go down sometimes for hours, sometimes for days, sometimes for weeks and months and years, folks. You don't realize how one small choice can change the trajectory of your life. And in hours, days, months and years, you can either end up in the best phase of your life with the best business, relationships, health and fitness, or in a very shitty place where you don't like anything, your work, your relationships, or your health and body. So that, and you never know which moment's gonna do that. But once you stack up a lot of those moments of a better choice, your life will slowly and sometimes much faster, but surely move upward. And in these months, years, and decades, you'll be blown away where you'll end up when you master this moment. So back to the story. So I told Simba, okay, now you have a choice to choose an action that's going to either move you upwards, virtuous cycle, or downwards. And you can do things like my favorite things to do, and that's what I recommend to all of my clients, are go and move, go for a walk, go and do exercise, or do the exercise right here and there, listening to your favorite motivational speaker, listening to your favorite piece of music that empowers you, that gives you strength. Change your brain-body chemistry, change your energy, your emotions, and you have a total 100% control over it. How you feel is not up to someone to decide. You can choose how you're going to feel in the next moment. An exercise is just a very beautiful hack to change your feelings, because when you exercise, it changes your blood sugar, your heart rate, your breath rate, your dopamine in the brain, your norepinephrine or adrenaline in the brain, serotonin, endorphins. When you listen to your favorite music, to your favorite motivational speaker, when you imagine things going better, that will also boost that dopamine, that will boost that creativity, that will change your energy, that will empower you. And once you're in that empowered state, inspired, empowered, driven, that's what also, by the way, dopamine does, the one that is increased with movement and even more so with exercise, like doing jumping jacks, jumping rope, dancing like a crazy person, listening to, again, your favorite music while doing so, doing some martial arts moves that especially I found to be popular among guys. So doing any of that, this is a hack that is going to make you feel better. You're going to feel more empowered. You're going to get more creativity, more ideas how to improve things. But I told Simba, that's not, might be even the most important thing, believe it or not. The most important thing that people around you, like your mom or anyone else in your family or your friends, anyone, will feel that from you. We human beings are very, very sensitive to the energy, guys. They will feel that from you and they will get inspired. They will get motivated. They will get driven and empowered feelings. Feelings, the emotions are contagious. And actually, feelings on a higher vibe are more contagious than lower vibe feelings and emotions. So you're going to help people around you by feeling better, to do better, to think better, to take better actions. And the truth is, if you are in a worse place emotionally and psychologically, you're not going to be helping anyone. You're going to be making things worse. But when you are in that empowered state, you're like this empowering, motivational, inspirational machine that's going to everyone want to make things better, to take actions, to keep working on things. So the best thing Simba, I told him, you can do for your mom and for your family. To lift them up is to lift yourself up first. Because there is no way that you can be lifting anyone up if you feeling down. And so your first job is to change how you feel. And exercise, movement is the best hack known to humanity to change that. Plus the music. Music has also this magical effect on the brain. Certain notes, certain words, and again, listening to your favorite motivational speakers with the music, dancing, moving, doing this powerful physical and emotional cocktail of things. So you change yourself, how you feel, you empower yourself, and then you're gonna infect the world around you, and you're gonna get more ideas how to help people, and people will be inspired, motivated, and driven because of you, how you feel and how you show up and how you inspire them and how you make them believe in better things. So I told him, Simba, please promise me one thing, that when you finish work today, you're gonna do one thing, you're gonna exercise. Like, you didn't have to think about anything. You didn't have to think about solving the world's problems, your mom's problems, anyone's problems. Just promise me one thing. Go and exercise. Do whatever it is you can, but go at least for 20 minutes, go and exercise. Can you promise me that? And I promise you, you're going to feel differently. You're going to feel better and things will start moving upwards. And he promised that to me. So I'm going to follow up on that. But back to our conversation today, virtuous and vicious cycles. You see, guys, we all gonna have a lot of those moments throughout our day, throughout our week, months, and year. A lot of those moments of choice when you have a choice between choosing your best self, your best intentions, and your old self, and the weaker self, and not so upward intentions for ourselves and our future. So we're going to have a lot of those points of choices where the one action, one tiny decision going to either move you up the virtuous cycle or allow you to slip down to the vicious cycle. And when you master those moments, and I think I'm finally getting to the point where I'm mastering that moment of choice, I'm stepping myself and asking myself, here is the choice. Now you can make yourself feel better with the right thoughts, with the right actions, with the right music, the right moves. And then you're going to start taking better and better and better actions. And that's going to completely reimagine your day, your week, your month, and year. Or you can start allow yourself to feel down and ruminate on all the things that can go wrong and all the things that didn't work, that you failed at, and all the things in yourself that are not yet quite working. Now, you can ruminate on that, but is it going to serve you? Is it going to bring you to a better place? Is it going to move you where you want to go? And that's ultimately what matters. Is it serving you? Is it moving you towards where you want to go? And so every single day I have those moments. I would stop myself and I would ask myself this question. Is it? It's like in that, you know, that moment in Matrix. I think it's Matrix 1. Yes, Matrix 1. When Neo is about to go out of the car back into the world, she stops him for a moment and asks him, showing him the way into the world, into this rainy street. She tells him, Neo, you know where this road leads. Do you want to go there? And he stops there and thinks for a moment, but he still proceeds to go there. So at that moment, he didn't make the right choice, the upward choice. But then he obviously does and goes on a whole nother adventure. But that moment in Matrix, we are all facing it every day. So you know where that road leads. Following your worst intentions, going with the easy part, going with your weak part of self, and we all have that weaker and stronger part. You know where this road leads. And is this where you want to go? And if not, ask yourself, and you'll always know the answer. What's the action I can take to take the higher road and go along the virtuous spiral and get on the virtuous cycle that just will keep bring you higher. You know, each time at this moment of choice, what to do and where it's going to lead you. And so the question is this where you want to go? And there is, hey, you have the right to choose either, but is this where you want to go? And then if it's not, choose the choice that's going to bring you closer and closer towards where you want to go, who you want to become, what you want to have in life. So the moment of choice, I also like to call the snowball moments and mastering the snowball actions. So what it means is you're at the top of the mountain and imagine yourself at the peak of the snowy mountain with this ball of snow, and you have a choice to move that ball any direction, and each direction is a choice. Now, depending on the choice, your ball will keep rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling into that direction. So that moment of choice on that peak where you stop yourself and you see all the possible roads that go in all the possible directions, where are you choosing to roll your ball? With that tiny decision that seems like a very trivial decision, you're going to choose where that ball is going to keep rolling, where it's going to be much harder to impossible to stop it. So realize that moment of choice. Picture yourself as Neo and Trinity, or picture yourself at the top of the mountain with a huge ball of snow, choosing between all the limitless directions. With one single choice, you have the power to make this ball rolling and rolling and rolling, either along virtuous cycle to the better things, things aligned with your higher self, with your better self, with your highest goals, or you can choose the path that's going to move you to the land of vicious cycle, where things going to go worse and worse and worse. So I hope I created a very clear picture, a lot of different pictures, and gave you and told you stories about why it's so important and how you can hack, how you can master this moment of choice that over the course of your life, you're going to completely reimagine who you are, what you're going to have, who you're going to become, what kind of friends, relationships, things, adventures, businesses, impact you're going to have in life. Those small, tiny, micro moments of choice that's going to happen every single day. Shit will happen. So what do you choose to do next? Are you going to choose to hack that with movement, with music, with talking to the right people, watching, listening to the right people? Are you going to hack it and start moving upwards, inspiring, motivating, empowering people around you? Or you're going to allow yourself to slide down, but you know where this road leads. So just like Trinity asking you, is this the road you're going to choose? You're going to go along? Because you know where it's going to lead. The choice is yours. Blue pill, the safe one, the vicious cycle, or the red one, the virtuous cycle. That is actually a lot more exciting, beautiful, empowering, and adventurous. And all the things that you want are right there. So you know where this road leads. Do you want to go there? So make the right choice. And that micro choice is a snowball moment. Don't underestimate those micro choices. And just like I told Simba, you don't have to do a lot at that moment. Just do the upward thing. Move, exercise, listen to the right people, make the harder choice, and things will snowball from there. So is this the road you want to choose? You want to go along? Because you know where it leads. And I'm going to leave you with that, with this short podcast episode. Stay tuned on Friday for our book study and making better decisions, quitting and pivoting instead of staying with the things that don't work. Stay tuned on Monday for slow productivity, achieving more with in less time and without burnout, with Cal Newport. And between now and then, start practicing your micro choice moments and hacks to do that in the most effective way are exercise, music, motivational speakers you love, talking to the friends, the people you admire who always inspire you, empower you, help you to move in the right direction. Again, exercise is my favorite hack that I recommend to all of my clients and friends, because that won't you having to do anything at all on top of that, you having to decide to think through complex things will move you into the right direction. So exercise is the ultimate virtuous cycle hack. And see, master those moments and see where it's going to lead you even in a week's time. Choose the choice that you know going to bring you to a better place. Imagine yourself on the top of that mountain. Where is this ball going to roll? Talk to you very soon, guys. Please rate, review, share our podcast if you found it useful. If you want more people to master those micro moments and get better and better and better in life, no matter what shit lands on your plate today and every day. So please do share it. The only thing that I'm always asking all of the listeners, it means a ton. Until next time, master the choice and keep learning. Keep the ball rolling.